Good morning. I'm Pat Gallagher. Biatch is with me this morning. We're going to do something. We're going to do something a little different here.
I'm
something
excited.
Something new. You're all about beer. We're both all about cooking and eating food.
Yes.
So we're doing kind of a beer and food matching thing. I'm going to call it Feed the Resistance.
Oh, I love it. Did you stay up all night thinking
about that? I stayed up all night thinking about that. So we eat, we drink, we cook. We feed the resistance.
I love it.
That's
dude.
That's the way it goes here. And I was inspired by the Badgers being in the Duke's Mayo Bowl for this first dish that I made for Feed the Resistance.
Right. And I had never even really heard of Duke's Mayo until the Badgers played in the Duke's Mayo Bowl.
So it's a big deal in the South.
That's what I hear.
It's a really big deal in the South. People are very, very passionate about it. I lived in Virginia for 4 years. There was a local culinary magazine in Virginia. And they always did like a profile of a local chef.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember this one very clearly. One of the questions to one of the chefs was, what's your guilty pleasure? And the guy said, I'll come home at bar time. I'll open up the fridge. I'll pull out the Dukes and I'll just eat it straight out of out of the jar. Eat it. So that's how passionate people are about Duke's Mayo in the South. Another thing they're passionate about in the South is pimento cheese.
Okay.
And are you familiar with pimento cheese?
I am familiar, and I had a pimento like spread like you have here on one of our trips out to Sturgis. A buddy of mine brought these tubs of this pimento cheese dip, and he's like, trust me, we're going to eat it all. And we absolutely did end up eating it all.
So, yeah, it's basically a cheese spread. The base of it is cheddar cheese, which surprises me that's not a big deal here in Wisconsin.
Right.
In the South, like, people are very passionate about this. People have their own recipes that they won't share with anyone else. I will share this later, but basically mine is cheddar cheese and cream cheese, Duke's Mayo. Some people put mayo in, some people don't. Pimentos, of course. I also put roasted red peppers in there and a bunch of spices.
Yes.
And mix it all up and refrigerate it for a while and go. So now you're going to match a beer with the pimento cheese. And mine's a bit spicy. I should have warned you that before I asked you to come up with a beer.
Well, I'm glad it's spicy because that actually helps with my beer pick. I was kind of struggling with this because the pimento cheese spread that I had was very mild. But I knew you were coming from a southern approach, so I was kind of looking up other pimento cheese pairings and da-da-da-da-da. And they were saying how it was a little spicier and the flavor was more forward. So a lot of people were pairing it with IPAs, which IPAs generally go great with spicy food.
Sure.
If you love spicy food, pair it with an IPA and it makes the oils from the spice just circle around in your mouth and you just get to experience that spice everywhere. So I picked a double IPA from one of my favorite breweries of all time, Toppling Goliath Brewery. And they actually just came and visited us not too long ago. It was really cool to meet them. But I picked King Sue, which Pseudo Sue is an IPA a lot of people are familiar with. So this is the double IPA,
okay.
King Sue. And this is going to be pretty fruity, not as punchy as a lot of IPAs are as far as bitterness. Or that, you know, some people make that bitter beer face when they have an IPA.
Right.
You're not going to get this here, so.
Okay, let's start with the taste of
the smell is really nice. It's kind of bready and biscuity.
Sure. And then we got to, of course, match it with the cheese spread.
Right.
And the thing I love about pimento cheese is you can use it just as a spread, but it's really versatile, too.
Okay.
Like last night, my wife and I had pimento cheeseburgers.
What?
Yeah, just put it on the burger as it's finishing up.
What? I'm gonna have to try that.
I make a pimento cheese bisque, which is absolutely wonderful. And I also do something with chicken thighs.
Okay.
And I stuff the pimento cheese under the skin, pan fry it a little bit before I put it in the oven, and it's amazing.
That sounds wonderful.
All right, let's try this.
That's fantastic.
Well, I probably messed up with the cracker I got because the cracker right away cut in the spiciness of the pimento, but they certainly go together.
Oh, wow.
The beer and the cheese.
I think the Triscuit goes well with it all, too. Man. Oh, no. Now I'm... See you later, dry January.
I got an IPA for you that will keep you dry in January. I'll tell you about that later.
All right.
Anyway, if you want the recipe for the cheese and if you want to know what the beer is, we'll post that on the Resistance Facebook page.
That's fantastic. It almost, like, the beer even brings out the creaminess that's underneath there in that dip. That's wonderful. Oh, I'm happy with this
pairing.
Good
deal. Good deal. All right. The pairing, once again, is pimento cheese with...
King Sue from Toppling Goliath Brewery.
All right. Thank you very much, Biatch.
Thank you. Thanks for cooking for me.